It is 7:45 on this first day of August, and that means, at least the time does, that it's time for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. Jack Farrell, of course, from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Beautiful morning. Hi there, Jenny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well, and I hope you are, too. What's on your agenda today?
Well, you know what I thought I'd talk about a little bit today are refreshing drinks for hot weather, because certainly we've had a rash of that. And what inspired this with me is I got a call early in the week from somebody who said, I missed your show on mint juleps, which we always do for the Kentucky Derby. And he said, why don't you talk about that a little bit? Well, you know, a mint julep is a very refreshing thing. And, of course, it is very much associated with the Kentucky Derby. At Churchill Downs, in the 2 days prior to the Kentucky Oaks, which is held one day, and then the Kentucky Derby, which is held the next day, they sell almost 250,000 mint juleps. I mean, that it's just incredible. And actually, they're not very bad. You think they make that many, it wouldn't be a great mint julep. But mint julep is a wonderfully refreshing drink, and it only contains four ingredients: bourbon, shaved ice, water, and sugar. And that's it. And boy, I'll tell you, the whole thing is, it comes from a family of drinks that are called smashes. The mojito, which a lot of people know about today, is where fresh mint or other ingredients are muddled or crushed to prepare a final drink. Years ago, they used to steep leaves like mint in that and then add spirits to that concoction. Well, that's basically what they're doing with a mint julep. They take a mortar and pestle and crush 8 or 9 mint leaves, then add a simple syrup to that, not very much. And simple syrup is so simple. It's 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of water. And it's easier dissolved if the cup of water happens to be very hot. And so, or you can boil it even. And then you have that simple syrup, that mastigated or crushed up, smashed up mint, and then you add bourbon, and then pour the whole thing over crushed ice and garnish with a mint leaf, and there you are. But anyhow, Minnesota is well known for our mint. We grow mint here, and it grows almost like a weed, as one of my gardener daughter-in-laws has told me. Once it's planted in the garden, it sort of takes over. So we have lots of mint here. And Minnesota is the home of a very famous other drink, which is really the drink I wanted to talk about today, and that's called a bootleg. It, too, is in that smash family, and it, too, depends on mint like a mint julep. But it's a tall, cool, refreshing drink that was concocted here in Minnesota. It's often regarded as the Minnesota Country Club drink, and there's most of the country clubs just that serve bootlegs only serve them from Memorial Day through Labor Day. After that, you can't get a bootleg anymore. But you can get them year-round because there's an outfit that makes a bootleg mix. And it's an interesting mix. It's made by a company called Summer Lakes Beverage right here in Minnesota. It's sold frozen. It's sold in a 25-ounce jar that's frozen solid. It has to be sold out of a freezer, and you can put it in the refrigerator, thaw it out, and that's your secret ingredient when you're making a bootleg. And you start out very simple. You take 2 ounces of this secret material that they make out of mint and fresh limes and sugar, etc., and you put 2 ounces of that, maybe 2 ounces of maybe 4 ounces of soda, and then your favorite drink. I particularly like a mint julep made with white rum, but there are other mint juleps you can make with vodka or gin, and they're just as refreshing. And that bootleg is so popular. I was once at a wedding in the Hamptons, and they served this bootleg, and I thought, this is unusual. I've never seen them served outside of Minnesota. And sure enough, the bride was from Minnesota and belonged to one of the country clubs here. And her father had the mix flown in from Minnesota to serve the guests as we strolled through the beautiful Hampton countryside for that lovely outdoor wedding. And it was a perfect match. And the bootleg, as I said, has an interesting history. There are two clubs in Minnesota that argue about it, Woodhill and Minnetonka. One of those clubs can honestly say that they were indeed the inventor of the bootleg. But which one, God only knows. I sure don't, and I don't think anybody else does either. They all have heard stories about where it originated, but no one really knows which of those places it originated. I've always heard that it was done in during Prohibition because there were so many spirits in Prohibition that were not so tasty, and putting that bootleg mix in kind of covered up the taste of the spirit. And by adding club soda, made it a refreshing drink, etc. And the Minnesota bootleg was born. Whether Minnetonka gets credit for it or Woodhill gets credit for it, who knows? But we're grateful to whoever invented it because it is an absolutely delicious drink. You can make your own. You take a can of frozen limeade, dilute it with a can of water, and then take 5 or 6 big stalks of mint leaf and take the leaves off the stalks and then put them in a mortar and pestle or a blender, whip them all up, add that lime aid mix you had to that, and then that's your secret ingredient. And you put a couple ounces of that, 4 ounces of club soda, and 1.5 or 2 ounces of your favorite rum, gin or vodka, and you're off to the races with your own bootleg. But if you want to avoid that frozen one that has no alcohol in it, I can't get over how really good that is. It's available in the stores, and like I say, it's frozen solid. Makes a wonderful drink. And while you're making those summer drinks, you know, bootleg isn't the only one. This company makes another one called a Paloma Mix. And Paloma Mix is just the same sort of thing, except it's grapefruit flavored. And you put tequila in with it, with the grapefruit, and you get kind of a watery margarita, but it's tall, it's refreshing, and a delicious thing. We also have, a gin and tonic. Now, who can deny the wonderful pleasure you get from a gin and tonic? And it's so much better if you have a really good gin. We discovered last year a gin called the 100 Mill Street Gin. It's made in Wisconsin, and it's made from fermented maple sap. And it is just the most interesting gin I have ever tasted. Again, it's a 100 Mill Street Gin. It's expensive, but it's certainly worth it because the gin is made from fermented maple sap. And just imagine that you're drinking tree sap. But it makes a fabulous gin and tonic. And also makes a wonderful drink that's called an Alaskan, where you take that 100 Mill Street gin, 2 ounces of that, 1 ounce of chartreuse, a dash of bitters, and serve that over ice. And it's called the Alaskan. And I always referred to that as a green martini. I had a friend that liked to drink those at Christmas because chartreuse, because it's such a green color, always reminded him of Christmas. Well, this Mill Street gin has sort of a citrusy nose, which makes it very, very interesting, I think. However, these drinks, the Alaskan and the green martini, are very dangerous. One is probably most people's limit. You've got several ounces of a strong liqueur in there. And the Negroni, which is a very, very popular drink, particularly in Italy, named after Count Negroni, and the Negroni family still live outside of Tuscan. And that is a wonderful drink. It's it takes gin, then you add Campari to it, and a dash of sweet vermouth, and you get a Negroni. And it is sort of a very sophisticated Campari and soda. Another great drink is a Pimm's Cup. And Pimm's Cup comes pre-made. You just add soda to it. If you ever were at a cricket match in England or croquet match in England, that's all you get. They walk around with big trays of Pimm's Cup, and it's a very refreshing drink. And Pimm's is based on either rum, gin, or vodka. But anyway, I think you get the idea. All of these drinks are very refreshing. They're summertime drinks and summertime specialties, a great way to use up that mint that's kind of overtaken your garden. And, like I said, most of these smash drinks, where you mash up leaves, and they do it with other things, spearmint besides just plain mint, was originally developed, as the mint julep was, to hide coarse bourbon. But and kind of interesting, the Minneapolis Club, which is a stalwart old club in downtown Minneapolis, they had a room called a bar. It was on the second floor. It was called the Chapel. And the reason it was called the Chapel is during Prohibition, when people were inventing these sweet drinks to hide the taste of badly made liquor, they kept a coffin in the bar where they kept the spirits, and everyone would sneak up to the chapel, because country clubs and private city clubs like that, during Prohibition, you could always get a drink there. They were really more like legalized speakeasies, and like I said, I always thought it was very funny. At the Minneapolis Club, they still refer to that second floor bar as the chapel, and most people that are members there don't even know why they did call it the chapel. But another great summertime drink is a salty dog, which is made with grapefruit juice and gin or vodka, and you salt the rim of the glass, and that is, to me, a very, very refreshing drink. And then there's a sunrise tequila, and of course, who can deny the pleasures of margaritas? Where you margarita, just remember when you're making them, you could never put too much lime in a margarita. The classic recipe for margaritas is 2 ounces of tequila, an ounce of orange liqueur, like Cointreau, or any orange liqueur, and then an ounce of lime juice. But you can up that lime juice, and it won't absolutely change the flavor of the margarita at all. In fact, I think more lime juice sort of enhances the flavor of most margaritas. And then, of course, people love flavored margaritas, strawberry, raspberry, etc. And who can deny the pleasure of a pina colada? I used to love to make pina coladas when we'd be on a boat, our friend's boat, and the secret is to get that really good coconut cream that comes in a can, and you put 2 ounces of rum, 2 ounces of that pineapple, and 1 ounce of the coconut cream, and puree it with ice in a blender, and you get a kind of a frozen pina colada, which is a wonderful, wonderful drink. Another favorite of mine is a daiquiri. Daiquiris were invented by an American in Cuba during the Spanish-American War. And that just is a couple ounces of rum, a teaspoon of sugar, a half ounce of lime juice, and served either straight up or on the rocks. Great drinks. Long Island iced tea, the Hurricane, etc. And let's not forget sangria. We talked about that last week. We have wonderful recipes at the Haskell's website on sangria. And we have both red and white sangria. And the secret ingredient in the white sangria is limoncello, which is a popular liqueur from Italy. And the red sangria is a little bit of triple sec, which is that orange liqueur we talked about going into a margarita. But I think there you have it. Some wonderful, wonderful summertime refreshing drinks, tall and cool. And when someone asks you for a tall, cool one, why not ask and say, hey, I'll have a bootleg. And if you can make the bootleg, try that bootleg mix.
And try getting to Haskell's today. A beautiful day to do that. Right, Jack?
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about favorite drinks, and they love to talk about food and wine, and they'll help you pick a bottle of wine that'll go perfectly with whatever you're preparing. And it won't cost very much either. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine and spirits, too. Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, right off of 35. The Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's in Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury as well. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And you can see our website. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver. And you can also pick up outside at any one of our stores. So come on into Haskell's and pick out some of that bootleg mix and make those bootlegs for the weekend.
Thank you, Jack. Let's talk again next week.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.